So how do we preach the gospel of Jesus? How do we help in the mission of the church? In our gospel for today, Jesus talks about the sending off of the 70 disciples. And he said, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. A reminder that there is an enormous work for them and for us to do, and the workers are few, but the people whom we will preach are many. There are still a lot of people who yearn to hear the word of God, and they need it badly. My brothers and sisters, the invitation is already sent to us. Would we still sit, do nothing to share in spreading the word, or stay in our own comfort, secure, and luxurious zones? In this modern time, preaching is not just confined to personal, in the flesh, or face-to-face sharing of the word of God. We can now preach using modern technologies, internet via computers and mobile phones, or social media. We can use that to preach the gospel of Christ. Let us post related to Jesus and our Catholic faith instead of posting selfies, our adventures, foods, or our own selves. Let us bring others closer to God through social media. But we need to live what we preach, not just a picture in our Facebook or Twitter. We need to be real, genuine, and authentic in what we post. When we preach love, we need to love our neighbors. When we preach simple living, we need to be simple. And when we preach humility and forgiveness, we need to be humble and forgiving. Jesus wants us to be his co-workers in his kingdom by living and sharing the gospel of truth, love, and compassion. So, my dear brothers and sisters, are you willing to help Jesus in his mission of evangelization? Are you willing to be his collaborators, co-workers, and partners in spreading the gospel? One of the greatest saints in the modern history of the church is Saint Therese of the Child Jesus. She was confined in the monastery in France, but through her mission of love, she became patroness of the mission by dedicating her whole life and making them the object of her prayers and sacrifices. Therese was born to a middle-class French family. Her father was a watchmaker. Her mother, a lace maker, died of breast cancer when Therese was only 4. Therese became a Carmelite nun at age 15, taking the name of Therese of the Child Jesus. She defined her path to God as the little way, which consisted of love and trust in God. She called the little flower because she saw herself as a common blossom whose simple beauty offers praise to God. At the direction of her spiritual director and against her wishes, she dictated her famed autobiography, Story of a Soul. And Therese died from tuberculosis when she was 24, after living a cloistered Carmelite for less than 10 years. She never went on missions, never founded a religious order, never performed great works. But within 28 years of her death, the public demand was so great that she was canonized a saint. Then Therese was declared a doctor of the church in 1997 by Saint Pope John Paul II. And we know that her parents, Louis and Zelie Martin, were canonized, making them the first married couple in the history of the church to be declared saints at the same time. She is famous for doing ordinary things in an extraordinary ways. According to her, remember that nothing is small in the eyes of God. Do all that you do with love. So my brothers and sisters, we are commissioned by our Lord to spread the good news. He only asks us to do it with love, and He will do the rest. May Saint Therese, the rest of the Child Jesus, be our inspiration to be missionaries of love, and may we ask her intercession as we say, Saint Therese of the Child Jesus, pray for us.